Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Welcome to the future site of IAG1. It's Amazon's code and nickname for our future fulfillment center in New York that you see behind me. My name is Glendalyn Thames, and I lead Amazon's economic development for the state of New York. We are so pleased to have you all join here for this construction celebration. All of you have played an essential role in getting us to this phase, and we are truly grateful and extremely supportive of your partnership. On a personal note, this is truly a milestone event for me. And this November, I will celebrate 3 years with Amazon. And this was my first major deal that I worked on for the company. And so I worked very early through the local approvals process with our developer partner, JB2, and working with town leadership, our town council, planning board, and county, the IDA. And so it is just truly remarkable to be here full circle and be here with you all today. And now I'm going to have an opportunity to meet with the town supervisor, Sylvia Virtuoso, who we've gotten to know each other very well, and thank you for your support. It brings me great pride to be here today to celebrate yet another big investment Amazon is making in the Empire State. I'm very happy that it is right here in the town of Niagara and the beautiful county of Niagara. When I say big, I mean big in several ways. Big in that the $500 million-plus investment adds to the $41.5 billion Amazon has invested in the state of New York since 2010, and our latest here in New York. This has led to 47,000 jobs added to the statewide economy, another 1,000 jobs that will be well on their way once the project launches in 2026. These are good paying jobs with comprehensive benefits on day one and access to many pathways Amazon offers for successful growth and careers. Big also applies to the building itself. As you can see, it's a very large building behind me with the steel erection underway with 5 stories and over 3 million square feet. Those 1,000 future Amazonians I mentioned will work alongside the latest and greatest robotic technology to process, store, and ship millions of products a week for customers in Western New York and beyond. All of that is going to be right here in the town of Niagara. My last big is a big thank you to many of you seated here today. Projects like this, of this size and scale, don't happen unless we have big time partners. From day one, we received such an outpouring of enthusiasm from this community, and we appreciate the strong state, county, and local support we've received. Earlier this week, I was reminded by John Bancroft from JB2, our developer partner, of the very early written letter that was written by the former town supervisor, Lee Wallace. Thank you for being here, expressing strong support for the project and identifying this shovel-ready site as a perfect opportunity for Amazon to build and grow here in the Niagara region. I will say there are many factors that Amazon looks at when we are selecting a new site for a fulfillment center. But two are critical: having a strong local workforce as well as strong community support, and we found them both here in the town, in the county. I want to say thank you to our elected officials joining us here today, several of whom you'll hear from momentarily: County Legislator Richard Andres, Town Supervisor Sylvia Virtuosa, Senator Rob Ort, present leadership from the Town Council and former Town Council members, Planning Board members, members from the Niagara County, Eamon Weber, who is here from Senator Marinello's office, thank you for being here, and Niagara County Legislator McKemmie, thank you all for being here. I want to acknowledge the diligent work from our economic development and business community partners, Andrea Kozlek from the Niagara County IDA, Tom Kraczewski, President and CEO of Invest Buffalo Niagara, Michael Cassell from the county's Economic Development Commissioner, Richard Smith from New York Power Authority. Your partnership has been essential and unwavering. I also want to thank our developer partner, JB2, our general contractor, Layton Construction, and also our partners in trade, Scott Bridges from Iron Workers Local 9. Thank you so much for your partnership, because without your hard work and labor every day, we wouldn't be here and be able to get this thing up and going and launch for 2026. Also, a huge shout out to Diana Patilli, our construction manager from Amazon. Thank you so much. And Mark Heisman, who is our PR lead. Thank you all for being here. With that, I will wrap up and say again, thank you so much for your partnership. This day was all about celebrating you all and our partnership, and an important milestone as we work to get this building launched and create those 1,000 plus jobs for the region. I will now have our county legislature, Richard Andres, come up, as well as the chair of the Economic Development Committee, say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you. What a great day in Niagara County this is. Not only a beautiful weather day, but a start of a new era in this county. I'm Rich Anders. I'm the chairman of the Niagara County Economic Development Committee, and it's my pleasure to welcome Amazon and JB2 here to this great momentous day here in Niagara County. When Amazon was looking for a home, I asked my team, and the team responded to be aggressive, to go after this project, and to tell them about the great things that we know about Niagara County, but maybe other people don't know. And when they got aggressive, we have Andrea Kozlek and Mike Cassell and the entire team got together and put together a presentation and a package to try to entice Amazon and work together to bring these folks to this county and to get to this day and soon an opening day in this county. So this is a fantastic success story. But as we look to developers outside of this county, we say all the great things that we have going for us here in Niagara County, all the things that we know are true. The workforce is great, the labor relations are great, and the folks work from the bottom to the top, from the local to the county to the state. We all work together. We pride ourselves on that. And I want to welcome Amazon, thank them for their commitment to this area, and to developers out there, Niagara County is open for business.
Thank you for those awesome remarks. Next, we'll have Town Supervisor Sylvia Virtuosa.
Good morning and welcome everyone to the Town of Niagara, and a special welcome to Amazon Niagara. I'm truly honored to be a part of today's celebration. I'm excited about the future and all Amazon Niagara has to offer to our town and Niagara County. This is a great economic development for our area. The job creations will be extremely beneficial, and the continued economic benefits to the surrounding businesses is greater than expected, and it's wonderful to hear. Our friends from labor, congratulations as well. We love to see you all at work. With all the good, of course, we've had some issues with traffic and dust, but I can say in all honesty that working with John Bancroft, JB2 Partners, and the Layton staff, it's been an incredible experience with their kind and considerate demeanor in handling all the issues that come forward. Today we have with us our town elected officials, our department heads, our employees who have taken on this project, which is largest for the town of Niagara to date, with great integrity and pride. And I am so proud of all of them here today, and they have represented town of Niagara greatly. Congratulations to Amazon Niagara, everyone involved. I wish you much success and a continued great partnership with our town. We are so happy to be chosen for your newest endeavor. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And our last speaker will be Senator Robert Ord. Thank you.
Well, it's all been said, but it hasn't been said by everybody. So I'll just finish up. I want to welcome everyone here today. I want to thank Amazon for their commitment, not only to New York State, because all of you remember there was a time when there was some major headlines about parts of New York, certain people representing parts of New York, that said they didn't want Amazon. They chased out a major, major economic development on Amazon facility downstate Long Island City. And it would have been very easy for Amazon to just say, you know what, the hell with the entire state of New York. Why would we do business there? But they didn't. And then I want to give credit to Niagara County and to the town of Niagara, both past leadership Lee Wallace, the current leadership with Sylvia Virtuoso there, and the town board. Because I know what it's like to be on a town board or a city board, a city council, and a bunch of people show up at the meeting and they're upset. And it's very easy sometimes to just say, you know what, boy, I don't want, this isn't what I signed up for, because you certainly don't do it for the money at that level. And so, you know, that's the last thing you want. It would have been very easy for them, and I've seen other communities buckle under that pressure. They did not. And the important thing is it was the right thing for the town of Niagara. It was the right thing for the county of Niagara. It's the right thing for New York State. 1,000-plus jobs when it's open, not including the labor jobs of the iron workers and other people, good-paying labor jobs that are helping to build this facility, not including all the sales tax dollars. Amazon has invested $41.5 billion in New York since 2010. You show me another company that's invested $41.5 billion in New York State. I'll wait. The reality is this is a great thing for the County of Niagara, for our region. I'm very grateful for their commitment. And I'll tell you, I was in Rochester, and I'll close with this. I was in Rochester a couple months ago. At the other end of my district in Gates, they opened a facility in Gates. Now, when I got there, this facility is huge, and I couldn't believe it. You know, you don't see too many things that are built from scratch that are that big anymore. We go inside. The technology, it was the latest and greatest. The robotics, it was cutting edge. It was interesting to be on the other end of that Amazon pipeline. Usually, I'm on the receiving end when the package arrives at my door, usually addressed to my wife, like some of you might have. And so it was interesting to see how that all starts on the other end of it. But then as I was walking around this huge facility, they told me this is their medium facility. The one we're building in Niagara is our large facility. I mean, you could walk around this thing all day and you could get lost. It's unbelievable. And this is a company that's building in New York. So again, I want to thank everyone who's a part of it, but I want to thank those who helped get us to this point, the town of Niagara, the county of Niagara, and of course, Amazon themselves. So great to be with you. Looking forward to the opening, hopefully what?
2026.
Can't get here fast enough. All right. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.